We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine.
Like steel is forged in fire in between a hammer and an anvil.
Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil.
You gotta stay together if you got the guts. The guts.
He's like, did I hit the radio.com rewind thing by accident? Didn't I just hear this? Guts!
Sometimes you push repeat on a good song, don't you?
That was not a good song. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Yeah. Crack one open in about an hour and 40 minutes when the game tips off.
Well, you wait till the game starts, huh?
You're about four deep then.
Man, I'm telling you, it's 6 o'clock, we get off air. I'm a case in by game time.
This guy is the Joey Chestnut of Funky Buddha.
I could run through some Hop Gun. I'm not going to lie to you.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. So here's what we have planned for you. The Heat. The tip-off is around 6:40 tonight, and you'll be able to hear it on 790 The Ticket. In about 15 minutes, 790 The Ticket will go into the Heat pregame show, and Crowder and I and Solana and Jay Figg, we will continue on 560 WQAM The Joe. So in about 15 minutes, if you want to hear the remaining 45 minutes of our show, the only place to do it will be on 560 WQAM, the Joe. It is an Eastern Conference Finals game night, game one. Let us start with headlines with Alejandro Solana, because this is a big sports night.
If you got the guts.
Yes, I got the guts! Guts!
These headlines are sponsored by Indeed.
Indeed have the guts?
They better.
Indeed.
That's good. If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Our flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. We'll even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Remember, terms and conditions do apply. Game one is now just an hour and 40 minutes away from the Eastern Conference Finals, gentlemen.
Let's go. It's a big sports night because then you got game seven right after that. I mean, this is fun.
Game seven, the Marlins are playing the Red Sox at 6:40. That's big as well.
That is big. Marlins are a huge upside surprise. They are a playoff team if the playoffs began today, and they're fun. So, yeah. I mean, Marlins are getting overshadowed right now by the Eastern Conference Finals and opening week of the NFL, opening week of college football for the Hurricanes. Like, there's some stuff that's going on right now that's overshadowing them, but they continue doing what they're doing. Because I had asked you earlier, Solana, when do the baseball playoffs start? I think I saw September 29th, so you're right. At the very end of this month, I mean, Marlins will be getting some mad love locally if they're in the playoffs.
I was going to say, when you say a playoff team, a lot of people that don't even watch games are just watch because it's playoffs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's when they'll get the love that they need in South Florida when they make the playoffs.
Granted, it is an expanded playoff lineup this season, but whatever. Playoffs are playoffs.
Don't release all that information.
Just, all right. Fair enough.
Just
fair
say
enough.
Marlins in the playoffs.
I took it all back.
Marlins also have a favorable schedule moving forward. They play the Red Sox, who are last in the AL East. Then they play the Nationals, who are last in the NL East. Then the Braves, who they're only 2.5 games back of right now. So the Marlins, again, they hold their own fate in their hands. Like, they have a very favorable schedule. They could very well jump to the top of the division, which would be unbelievable if they were able to pull
just just when you thought, if you were listening at 2 o'clock, that we weren't going to break down something more boring than Vic Fangio, we found a way in the 5 o'clock hour to give you an MLB schedule breakdown.
Alejandro Solana.
Solana brought it strong. 2 o'clock, Vic Fangio, hot takes. 5 o'clock, MLB schedule breakdown, game by game.
5:05, WNBA playoffs update. Because, and Huck, this is actually almost too good to be true. The WNBA playoffs begin tonight. It's a single elimination game. Guess who the first single elimination game is today? Guess who the two teams are today?
Is it the sun versus the sky?
It is the sun versus the sky.
Hockman versus Solana. Connecticut versus Chicago. Inexplicably, I'm Connecticut, by the way. Sun versus sky. We have to have a wager on this, Solana, right?
Yeah, I'm all in. A unit. Throw a unit on it.
I was thinking something a little more fun. Okay. You may have learned yesterday I'm down about $80,000 in the first week of football gambling. I was thinking more along the lines of a box of Tasty Cakes or something. Right. But whatever. Whatever you want.
Oh, you going to start selling them big-ass TVs you got at the house?
Who wants a few inches? Anybody need a few inches?
Daddy, what happened to the 85? Boy, watch the 14. Watch the 14. Boy, acting crazy. Watch it. Get closer.
I love your parenting style. Boy, acting crazy.
Finally, guys, Cheerios were once called Cheeriotes back in 1941 when they debuted.
That makes sense, actually. That makes sense.
Did you eat any Cheerio talk before they transitioned?
Did I eat them when they were Cheerios?
Yeah.
Okay. Comedy. That's comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Because you're old.
Yeah, no, I got it. Oh, I got it.
Right. Here we go. Appreciate you, Solana.
Yep.
Appreciate
you. Okay, I'm here for you, Crowder. Yeah.
When did they debut again?
1941.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I was 1941. I looked like Brooksy working at the,
the supermarket.
At the grocery store in Shawshank.
Oh boy.
That'd be a good Halloween costume. Brooks working at the grocery store.
It would be six people that get it.
I know, but those six people,
fall,
man.
Fall in the ground when they saw you.
That's great. All right, anything else?
Yeah, quickly, your weather right now, partly cloudy in Miami. It's been a very nice day today in South Florida. Looks like we'll get some good weather for the rest of the week as well. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 78 degrees. That is your weather.
All right, so I'm just looking at the lines here. Heat are a 2-point underdog still for tonight's game, although I did see it go to 1.5 on my site about an hour ago. Now it's back to 2. And if you were listening to us, I don't know if it was the last segment or the segment before, we decided to bet the Jimmy Butler over on points. Now, I'm telling you this. We literally have not had a winning bet, and we have made a lot of bets.
Yes.
We have not had a winning bet since Saturday night. Saturday night, we had the Hurricanes, right? We had the Hurricanes minus 14.
That was our last win?
That was our last win.
Oh, goodness.
And Sunday we had a lot of bets, and we didn't win a single one. And then last night we had the New York Giants. We did not win that one. So I'm giving you fair warning. We like the Jimmy Butler over tonight, over 21.5 points. And we like it based solely on a Tim Reynolds tweet. But I think this is inside information. But Tim Reynolds tweeted that Jimmy Butler hit 17 straight three-pointers to begin shoot-around this evening. And so I'm like, all right, well, if he's going to be hot from downtown, maybe he can put some points in the bucket early, and we'll hit that 22 number that we need. So anyway.
Stay ready, don't got to get ready, Hawk. Stay ready, don't got to get ready.
You hear that, Solana? Stay ready, don't got to get ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
We're ready.
I'm staying ready. I got guts.
Culture. Oh, boy.
WAP.
Hawk, you don't have WAP. Hawk, you do not have WAP.
You don't know what I got in the house here.
Hawk, you don't. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Family thing.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Headlines finished 4 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
headlines have been over?
Yeah, about four All minutes right. now.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of, guys, I want to talk to you about something serious. It's erectile dysfunction, and it's a huge problem for a lot of guys. So good news is North Beach Medical Clinic now has a treatment for ED that does not require any medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right. You can finally get rid of that pill. North Beach Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy to open up and regrow blood vessels. It is clinically shown to get the blood flow going where you want it, when you want it. Even Cambridge has studied their technology and concluded that it was a very high success rate in getting rid of erectile dysfunction without the use of pills. So this is a sound science. It's a medical breakthrough. If I'm speaking to you here, you're going to want to take advantage of this, because listen to what I'm about to tell you. If things are not going so great in the bedroom, do not delay, because North Beach Medical has agreed to give my listeners a very special offer. They will do the initial assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free, and they'll give you a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. It's a $500 value, but they've agreed to give it to my listeners totally free. Here's the thing. If you want to qualify, you need to call now. The number is 305-566-1000. That's 305-566-1000. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. Claim that offer. It's a very good offer. 305-566-1000. That's 305-566-1000. All right, here's what we're doing. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, 790 The Ticket, we'll begin the Miami Heat pregame show. When Crowder and I come back on 560, we will talk with Will Manso from Local 10. So quick break. Heat pregame show on 790, 560, more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right. If you're listening to us, that means you stuck with us on 560 WQAM. And if you went and listened to the Heat pregame on 790 The Ticket, F you.
Hawk and Crowder.
We've got guts!
Yes, we do.
We got guts!
Plenty of them.
Do the Heat have guts?
Spleen, bladder, we got it all.
We got guts! So we are we're about an hour away, exactly an hour away from opening tip-off for the Eastern Conference Finals. Very excited about this. Reminder, I didn't even mention this today, and now we're only on 560 The Joe. It makes some sense. 560 The Joe, we want you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. So just keep listening to The Joe. You'll learn how you might win. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, you can go to fincu.com. And again, you just keep listening for your chance to win right here, 560 AM or 96.5 FM HD2 or online streaming on radio.com. So maybe win some Dolphins tickets listening to 560 WQAM, The Joe. Crowder got his shirt in the mail. So here's what's going on. So the Viva Hawk Vegas segment, which we do on Fridays, Crowder and Dono both won $100 mm-hmm. on the past weekend. And then I had sent you one of my Kendrick Perkins shirts from honkedofflikeagoose.com, and you got it today. Looks good, right? You said high quality.
That's what the thing is. I knew, you know, you can see in the picture what the message is going to be on the shirt, but I got to see the quality. I got to see if one of them ashy, dry-ass shirts that go from a 2X to a medium on the first wash. Hawk, you got some quality. I'm thinking about transitioning my winnings right into Honked Off Like a Goose credits.
So, like, I'm trying to figure out. So, we do Viva Hawk Vegas on Fridays, and you can get punished or you can win some of my actual money, which Dono was on today, and we did Cheers 2, and he gave me Cheers 2 because he got his $100. So I owe Crowder $100. Now, I was thinking of doing something along the lines of offering you a chance.
Hello?
Hey.
Who's that?
Josie, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Josie's on?
Joe Zagacki.
Hey, did I just hijack you guys?
You just hijacked the show, Joe Zagacki.
I just jumped it. It's like a Zoom bomb.
It is. Joe. You Zoom bombed us, Joe.
Joe, you can hijack my marriage if you want to. You're Joe damn Zagacki.
I was going to knock on your door again today, Channing. I'll unplug. You guys, talk to you guys later.
All right, Joe. Joe, who you got? Heat or Celtics? Who you got?
Going with the Heat.
All right, there we go. That's my Joe, guy, Joe.
You know what? Because Joe has guts.
Joe's got the guts. All right, Joe, get out of here, Joe. Oh boy, Hawk's gonna
We lost Hawk and got Joe.
Hawk's gonna be real mad at me, Hawk Crowder. Let me tell you, Hawk's gonna be real mad at me.
I don't know. I think we got a quick upgrade there now.
Yeah.
You never know. That's Joe Zagacki. That's my dude.
Yeah, man. It's your neighbor.
It is my name. We live right down the road. I see Joe walking all
guts!
The
time.
Josie, pick the Heat! Josie, pick the Heat!
Guts!
Josie's got guts!
I was yelling guts the whole time. You guys didn't hear me?
That was a perfect intro.
Guts!
We lost you and gained Josie in a half a second. It was crazy.
Really? Josie is there? Is Josie still there?
No.
What happened?
Did I knock him off?
No. Did I knock him off?
No, so he knocked you off because...
Hurricane, I gotcha.
Yeah, Hurricane Hotline's coming up, and he was testing his connection, and
okay,
he used the right same login as you, yeah.
I gotcha. Okay, so that wasn't my crappy-ass connection.
Nope.
That was... Boy, Josie's got it in for me, huh?
Yeah, man.
Josie flexing out on me. What did I do?
He was wanting to show you who's boss.
And he did, by the way. I was talking to myself. we know who the boss is because I was sitting here and I'm like, yeah, so anyway, Crowder, no one, all right.
So at any moment, Josie can take our jobs.
So wait a second. So Solana, is there a flaw in the system? Like, can I knock Joe Rose off the air any morning I feel like it?
Any morning you feel like it? The three of us could jump on the Joe Rose show tomorrow morning, and I am
in. And they would have nothing to say about it, right? The moment that we knock them off,
they would have
then
nothing.
They can't sign back in?
Nope. Sign back in. Look, Manny Diaz is coming up on Monday with them. That's my plan.
I know Joe Rose. Bro, if Joe knocks off and hears us talking, Joe's going to stop and log off.
He will be right on the tennis court. It'll be the time of his life.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if we want to do that. If we pull that show, we're going to have to finish that show, guys. Jokes are jokes, but I'm not working the extra hour.
There's a flaw in the system here on signing in. There's also a flaw in our strategy of knocking Joe off the air, because then you're right. We're stuck for the next 4 hours doing the show.
You got it, fellas. Thank you.
5 o'clock hour, by the way, is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And I'm sure everyone will be enjoying some Funky Buddha, maybe some hard seltzer tonight as we watch the game. So Joe Zagacki, he logged on real quick, Solana, and picked the Heat or the Celtics?
Well, he logged on and he's like, hello? And then he hears Crowder. It was very funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't believe I missed that.
But
that is radio in 2020 yeah. in a nutshell, yeah. right? The host of the show magically disappears. Joe Zagacki's there. Hello? Hello?
And it's exactly how you think brilliant. It would go, Joe.
So did you realize immediately that he had knocked me off?
Yep, I knew exactly what had happened, and we tried to keep this from happening, but it happened anyways. I had to get his Heat take, though. I had to get his serious prediction, and he took the Heat.
This is crazy, Hawk. The two things Solana said during that was, one thing, Hawk's going to be mad at me, and Joe, who you got, Heat or Celtics? Those are the two things that pops in his mind when this happens.
Because Solana, did you text him to sign on?
No. I sent him an email. Sign on at 6 o'clock just in case.
All right.
He signed in at 5:45.
Hawk.
And Joe's the guy that shows up if the invitation is called for 8 p.m. He's there at 7:45, right?
Then, yeah.
I think we all know that about Joe Zagacki. Yeah.
Is the food hot now? When's the ribs coming off?
All right. I think it worked out delightfully. I'm sure it sounded great on the air. Did you immediately break out into a sweat, Solana?
Yeah, I was.
I was sweating.
Yeah. He broke out in, Hawk's going to be mad at me. And automatically, Heat or Celtics, Joe. He goes into hot takes. It blew my mind. I'm not going to lie.
That's how you know that Solana is built for radio. Because, no matter what happens in radio, if you're getting rattled, like whatever happens, always give anyone an either or question and you buy yourself some time. So you're like, the whole show disappears or whatever. Fig, the whole show disappears. There's nothing for you to play or whatever. Just get on there. You go, hey, Marino or Montana? Because it doesn't even like, yeah, you don't even have to like have an answer for it. People just start thinking, I wonder, Marino or Montana?
305.
I'm rambling, but thank God Solana stepped in.
305-567-0560. 305. Heat or Celtics? Who you got? 305-567-0560.
So great. You immediately asked him Heat or Celtics.
In the Boy Scouts, when you get the badges for building a fire.
Preparedness.
Yeah. Solana just earned a badge with that because yeah. I was so surprised about your take, your approach, Solana. Great job.
We could have finished Solana, that segment. We could have finished
Solana,
that segment.
You just jumped in. You know what I'm going to do? I think this is a good experiment. I think what I'd like to do is next week, I am going to prepare some special guests that knock me off the air and they just show up and we see how you react. Right. So, I don't know. Maybe it's Michael Irvin. Maybe like you have no idea who it's going to be. It's just at some point during the show, I disappear and it's a mystery guest going, hello, hello. And then we see how you react, like what either or you come up with.
That's going to do is test Intercom's insurance plan because Solana's going to have a damn heart attack. I heard a little bit of it in your voice early, Solana. You would go crazy.
Someone texts in, Solana pooped his pants. Somebody texts in, that was funny as hell when Josie blasted in like Kool-Aid Man with Heat takes.
Heat in five.
I pictured that perfectly.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. The Kool-Aid Man with Heat takes. That's excellent. Well, Joe Zagacki is coming up at 6 o'clock with Hurricane Hotline. And Joe is going to join me and Dono tomorrow. Crowder's going to be off tomorrow. Dono will be in for him. We'll have all your reaction, obviously, from Heat and Celtics tonight, game one. And we'll start to look ahead towards the Hurricane game on Saturday at Louisville. Our schedule is because we'll try to bring Joe Zagacki on Wednesdays this season, talk a little Hurricanes. Thursdays, obviously, Don Bailey Jr. will give him the funny calls to work in. And then Thursdays during the season, hopefully Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. On Fridays, Lee Sterling, professional sports gambler. And on Fridays, Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football expert. And then Solana, we're going to have Dolphins guests on Thursdays this year instead of Fridays.
The way it's looking for the first couple weeks here, it's going to be Thursdays in the afternoon, yes.
Okay. All right. Somebody tweets at me. Guys, that is one of the best segments I've ever heard listening to your show. Absolute gold. That is funny, man. I am, because someone texts in, I could listen to it on the radio.com app. I am absolutely going to use the rewind feature, because the description by the texter in the 717, Josie blasting in like the Kool-Aid man with heat takes, is funny as hell. That is great. Okay. Well, Don Bailey Jr., Josie Gackey, they will have Hurricane Hotline coming up on 560 WQAM, the Joe here. That is going to do it for us. Will Manso was excellent talking Miami Heat, as always. O.J. McDuffie was on with us earlier in the program as well, and he was great also. Crowder, good luck tomorrow. We're going to miss you.
Thank you. Hopefully I'll be sterile on Thursday. We'll see.
Snip, snip.
Yeah, cut him off, J-Fig. I want him to take everything. Just make it. I just want a hole.
No chances. No chances.
Yeah, just take it all off. Just cut it all off.
There you go. Crowder getting the old snip, snip tomorrow. Tried to do it last week. Some complications tomorrow. All the way propofol, baby. He's going all the way out. Doc. So. Be me and Dono tomorrow. Like I said, Hurricane Hotline is coming up. If you missed Will Manso or O.J. McDuffie or our Cheers 2 or Talk About a Tuesday, that was a debut today around 2:40 this afternoon, you can use the radio.com rewind feature and go back in time. All right, that does it for us. I will speak with you mañana. Give me a W.
Nope.
Got
dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.